Friends in Christ, we're having problems with the portable mics, so don't want to take a chance preaching from here. You might remember the Aesop's fable of the grasshopper and the ants. Some do. In case you don't, I'll give you a quick recap. The grasshopper idles away all summer, fiddling, singing, dancing, while the industrious ants are busy storing up provisions for the winter, even though it seems far away. The ants warn the grasshopper, but he just laughs it off. And of course, winter comes suddenly. We know how that happens. And the grasshopper is freezing and hungry. And so he goes to the ant's house, knocks on the ant's door, pleading for help. And the ants refuse to open to him. And they remind the grasshopper of his former idleness and ask why he's not singing and dancing now. The lesson, of course, is that if you want to succeed tomorrow, you have to start working today. Those who don't plan for the long term won't succeed in the long term. And we have that same lesson today from Jesus. As he says in the gospel today, learn a lesson from the fig tree. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. Now, probably none of us have fig trees in our backyard. They wouldn't grow here in this climate. But when you go to the Holy Land, we were there last January, and you see fig trees all over the place. And we can just imagine Jesus standing close to a fig tree and pointing to it and saying, learn a lesson from the fig tree. So what lesson does the fig tree teach us? Actually, two lessons. If you remember back a few chapters ago in Mark's gospel, we're reading Mark's gospel all this year, starting Advent. We'll start a new series, but we've been reading Mark. And a few chapters ago in Mark, we also had Jesus referring to a fig tree. And in that earlier chapter, Jesus curses the fig tree. Remember that? And why did he curse it? Because it was not bearing fruit. It was not bearing fruit. And the next day they come back and Peter notices, look, Lord, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. It's withered, it's dry, it's dead. And today Jesus is kinder to the fig tree. He says, when its branch becomes tender and it sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. And so this fig tree is getting ready to bear fruit. Two different fig trees. Jesus says, learn a lesson. So we don't have to have a fig tree in our backyard to learn the lesson of the fig tree. You might have an apple tree in your backyard. And what do you have to do to make sure you have apples? You have to nurture that tree. You have to fertilize it, make sure it has water, spray it. Otherwise, you might have no apples or you might have rotten apples. So what's the fruit that Jesus is talking about? Figs? Apples? No, the fruit that he's talking about is much more important. Eternal life. Eternal life. And he says, of that day or hour, he talks about the last judgment, when that fruit will be realized. And he says, of that day or hour, no one knows. But he's preaching of that final judgment, that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. We're going to say those words in a few minutes in the Creed. Every Sunday we say we believe that Jesus will come again at the end of time to judge the living and the dead. And the prophet Daniel in today's first reading gives us a picture of that last judgment. And did you notice what that picture is? There will be great distress. First of all, Michael is on the scene, the great archangel Michael, and he's organizing this last judgment. And it says that there will be great distress for some, unsurpassed in distress. some condemned to everlasting horror and disgrace. A few weeks ago, somebody said, Father, you never preach about hell. Well, here it is. Jesus talks about it. He doesn't use the word, but that's what it is. Everlasting horror and disgrace. But there's always good news. And the good news is that those who sleep in the dust of the earth, whose names are written in the book, will arise to live forever. The wise who will shine brightly like the splendor of the stars. Did you put your loved ones' names in the book that we have here in November as we pray for the dead? More importantly, is your name written in the book that St. Michael the Archangel has? That's the more important book. Because at the end of the world, at the last judgment, those whose names are written in that book will rise to a new and eternal life, and the others will go to that place of unsurpassed horror and disgrace. Heaven or hell. There's no in-between. Purgatory no longer exists. A pretty dramatic picture, like the fig tree. One was cursed because it didn't bear fruit, but the other has tender branches and sprouts leaves. It bears fruit. Which fig tree do you want to be? I'm sure we all want to be the second one, the one that bears fruit. How do we get there? We work like the ants, not like the grasshopper. We make a decision to follow Jesus day by day, studying his word, following his commandments, praying day in and day out, coming to Mass every Sunday. That's working like the ants so that we're ready for that final judgment. We have two events in today's scriptures, Christ's second coming and the final judgment. Now, one of them is God's doing. He sets the time, known only to the Father. That's the last judgment. And Jesus says, don't be concerned about when it's coming, just be ready. But the other is the final judgment. And that is our doing. That's not God's decision. God leaves that up to us. Which do you choose? Do you choose to have your book, your name in the book of life, or do you choose everlasting distress? I think we all know which one we want. So let's learn a lesson today from the fig tree. Let's learn a lesson from the ants. Be prepared for the last judgment.